Here's a thought about where to sign the print. And I suppose the first part of this conversation should be, should you sign your prints? I believe so. I believe it's absolutely important to do so for all kinds of reasons, not the least of which is it's demanded by collectors and galleries and whatnot. It's an important part of the provenance of the print, but it also makes a personal statement where you're essentially communicating, this is a finished piece of artwork, and I think it's good, I'm happy with it, I affix my signature as my testament that this is something I'm proud of. So for all those reasons, the signature is important, but therefore it's also part of the artwork, the way I think of it. So I'm not in favor of signing, for example, the mat board. Mat boards can be replaced. Mat boards are there to protect the image, and if a mat board gets dinged or dirty or thumbprinted or something, it's likely to be replaced. You don't want your signature lost. Therefore, I always sign the print on the paper that the print is on, gelatin silver paper or inkjet paper, and then cut the mat slightly larger so that it includes the signature when it's framed and can be seen without having to lift the cover of the mat. So I think positioning it is important. Having it is even more important. But all of that is based on the fact that it's part of the artwork. And if you don't think so, just ask yourself, what's the value of an Ansel Adams print if he didn't sign it? As a matter of fact, this has become a real problem for Michael Reichman's family because he didn't sign any of the prints until he matted and framed them. It's too bad. The signature is an important thing, so add it to your prints.